Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Doing the show from California today. At least I am. Just so you know how the setup goes, I'm in a studio in California. What is this? 104.3 MyFM? Mm-hmm. Their studio?
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in the studio, got a bunch of buttons. Amy is on an iPad to my left. And
hello.
We talk for about 10 minutes and then it goes bad connection and always cuts out right in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
I can't see anybody else in the room. I send signals to Amy. Amy then waves the signals to everybody else. But we kind of have it down now, right?
Yeah.
It's not really a thing anymore. But yeah, that's what we're doing right now. I'm just kind of looking over notes whenever we hit this. Da, da, da. What is this here? I didn't get to this because I didn't feel like talking about pee anymore. Amy's husband peed at the soccer field?
Oh, no, he wanted to. So the soccer, like the kids' soccer games and practice all goes down at this middle school field. And it doesn't, the school is sort of set far back and I never know if it's open or is it open to the public because your kids are there practicing? Can you go in and use the bathroom? So my husband was like, well, I got to go to the bathroom. So he starts walking away and I'm like, wait, where are you going to go? And he's like, behind that tree over there. And I'm like, whoa, 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 no, no. And I have to stop him. I'm like, you can't urinate on a school campus. Like,
kids there.
Yeah, like he could literally get a ticket for like indecent exposure or whatever that is. Like that's
I don't think that's a ticket.
Or arrested. Yeah. Or whatever. Like could you imagine if my husband ends up in jail for that with that as his mugshot? And really, I mean, it was innocent, but yeah. Like, I have a friend of a friend who has that on his mugshot, because this came up with a friend, and when I was saying it, I just was like, it was so, like, I had to stop him. It was so bad. And so finally, we realized we could go into the school to use the bathroom. But like, if I hadn't been there, my husband just would have like gone and peed, and who knows what could have happened. Like, it could have been bad. You cannot pee.
Probably nothing would have happened.
But you never know.
The 0.0001% of having your wiener out in a school, mm-hmm. it's just not worth it.
No bueno, not worth it. I agree. So luckily, I stopped him. But anyway, when it came up to my friend, she's like, yeah, well, I've got a friend who has that on his record. And it was because he was peeing. But yeah, he got arrested, and the mugshot is for indecent exposure.
Speaking of that, on a much bigger level, but the Michael Jackson family released their own 30-minute YouTube documentary.
Oh.
In response. I think someone needs to watch this.
Well, I didn't watch the other one, so.
I know. Am I the only one that watched? Mike D, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring Mike D in here, and he's about to get the assignment. Mike D.
Okay.
Your assignment is to watch this 30-minute and see if you feel like, because there are more stories coming out about that HBO documentary not being accurate.
I've seen those.
That's crazy. I mean, but you told me just to not watch. I right. still want to watch the HBO one, but I took your advice to not.
Yes, I don't think you should watch it. Not because of it being wrong or right, but I don't think you need to watch it.
Okay.
It's tough to watch. Oof. Watch it and let me know if it changes your mind about anything.
All right, I'll watch it.
I saw that. Not there's anything else I really wanted to get to. I got to go hop on a flight in a second and come back home. But Lunchbox wants to brag for something.
What? Oh, yeah, you want to brag?
Well, it just says, let Lunchbox brag.
Yes.
I have all, this is what happens. I mean, I read all these notes and I write them down with my hand a lot of times. And then I forget what they mean. This one says, let Lunchbox brag. Why do you want to brag?
Because it's National Volunteer Week, and so I just want to let everybody know that I volunteer once a week at Kid Power, so pat me on the back. I'm just letting you know I get out there and volunteer, and so this is my week to say, you know what? Good job, Lunchbox.
Good job. I think
that,
it is impressive.
That is cool.
That's props to me. That's what
He's
I'm saying.
Committed and dedicated. You've been with them for a long time.
That's right.
Yeah.
But National Volunteer Week, everybody can go around and brag about how they volunteer. That's what you're supposed to do on this week.
I would think maybe National Volunteer Week's not about that. I would think it's about maybe finding somewhere to go volunteer.
Oh.
When you say National Volunteer Week, I think, oh, you could probably, that's like a
awareness.
Reminder
that
you should probably, like, I have a friend who I was talking to the other night, and she's pretty cool, and she volunteers teaching English to people that come to the United States, like volunteers.
No, that's awesome.
She's super, but she like takes a whole night and she goes and teaches these people how to speak English.
Love it.
And I was like, so how did you get involved? She was like, I just looked up, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I could give my time. I thought it would be something great for me to do. And I was like, you just volunteer and do that? She was like, yeah. She goes, but don't you like volunteer at hospitals? Like, that's different. She's like, how? So everybody should find their own thing. I mean, I feel like I'm always most fulfilled. Two ways. One, eating thick crust pizza and I'm like, I'm really filled. But two, volunteering.
Yeah.
I'm fulfilled. Those are the two ways. Filled and fulfilled. Amy, what do you do? Well, you do a lot with the orphanage.
Yeah, and my friend and I just, we recorded something for the podcast relating to this, like trying to get out into the community more, because I felt like I was way more in doing things when I was going to Haiti a lot because the kids, but I haven't been back since I got them. I've tried to plan trips, actually had one planned, and then the country, there was all sort of political unrest a month or so ago, so I had to cancel my trip, but want to get back down there. I mean, still involved, still do things, just not on the ground.
You're being so humble about this, because just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Amy had a big event for Haiti. Now, Amy doesn't talk. Amy's the opposite of Lunchbox. I'm like, Amy, please talk about it. And she's like, well, I haven't been able to. And Amy does stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to talk about it.
We did have a really fun event for Haiti. Yeah. So it's cool. Benefited the maternity center there. So that's neat.
Well,
yeah.
Here's a story handed to me. A pregnant mom in Georgia who's expected to give birth later this month is now facing a court date after she let her 3-year-old urinate in a gas station parking lot. Because it was just handed to me. Brooke Johns, Fox 5 Atlanta, says she was driving around Augusta. She was alerted her son to make a pit stop. She pulled into a gas station parking lot. After being unable to carry the child inside, let him urinate outside while covering him. I said, accidents happen. He was like, take him in the bathroom. And I was,
Yeah, that's...
Here's the thing. It's the rule, right?
I know.
I probably wouldn't have ticketed them if somebody just had to use the bathroom. And dudes are given the liberty to go wherever they want, which probably isn't equally unfair. We can just go behind a tree.
Well, women can too. It's harder, but...
But I'm saying you probably shouldn't go in a gas station parking lot.
I mean, he's
like
three.
Amy, if your husband... I know. I agree. I'm just making a case here for the officer. That maybe she was giving him some lip. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know the whole story.
Because I just don't think you would give someone a ticket if a 3-year-old was peeing in a parking lot and had to go to the bathroom. I just don't think that anyone would do that.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be more to that story. But there we go. Well, you want to hear a $900 burger story? You want to go get to the show?
I want to hear about the $900 burger.
It's a creation of Chef Patrick Shimada. The $900 Golden Giant weighs in at 6.6 pounds and features slices of Wagyu beef, foie gras, shaved black... I don't need to say any of this stuff. And a beef patty. $900. In addition to the sandwich, you also get a magnum of champagne, red or white wine, and triple-cooked giant fried potatoes. But is it worth it? This writer did a story on it. The guy from Forbes. A resounding yes.
What?
Now, let me break it down. He points out that it's enough to feed about 8 and be full. So it's about $112 per person. Still a lot. But it's a $900 burger.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we could get one.
Ba-da-doom-boom.
For the show.
Let's do it. All right. All right, I got to go. I'm going to come back and see you guys. Amy, anything you want to say before we go?
No, I just hope everyone has a great day.
Thank you very much. Oh, back hurts.
Oh. Yeah, why? What'd you do?
Getting older.
Is the upper part too where you're riding your bike? Is that what hurts?
No, I don't think you're right about that bike.
Oh, no. I just guess.
But you said you're a doctor.
No, I said I'm not a doctor. I think you misunderstood me.
Check out the Bobbycast. The latest episode with Jesse James Decker was number one on iTunes for a while. Apple Music, whatever that is. Listen there, listen on iHeartRadio. That's it, we're going to go. I did go to Disney and pitch my shows yesterday, or to Disney/ABC.
And how did that go?
You never know.
When will you know?
You never know.
Oh.
If they ever go, hey, that was good, we'll take it. I have to write a couple deeper proposals. But all right, let's go. Here's today's show. Enjoy it, and away we go.
Graduation season just around the corner. Turn to Job Genius for free advice on job searching, resume writing, interviewing, and tips to ace your first day on the job. Visit expresspros.com/jobgenius. Do that today. Or search Job Genius on YouTube. Let this educational video series be your guide to entering the workforce. Job Genius is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals, a leading staffing company that employs more than 500,000 people a year. Express offers good paying jobs and more than 85,000 companies, including roles such as customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. Apply now at expresspros.com and call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. An Express associate said, "Express is the best. I'd recommend it to everybody I know." When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Don't do it alone. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. ExpressPros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well. Hosted American Idol last night, which is pretty cool. Not going to lie to you.
Pretty one awesome.
Thank you. One of my favorite lines from, I think my favorite line from any song just about is Mr. Jones whenever he goes, "When I look at the television, I want to see me stand right back at me." And last night, I got to live that out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that line, Amy?
Yeah, I want to be a big star, and I don't know why, and I don't know how, but when everybody knows.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about all that. I'm talking about the same line, but yeah.
I know the song, and of course, yes. I mean, I think that is a really fitting moment for you.
Yeah, it was good. Let's see, what else? I have a bunch of news here. Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus is expected to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100,
amazing.
All formats, all charts.
Amazing.
Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus going to be number one. If Billy Ray is credited, it will be the first ever number one for both Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. It'll be his biggest hit since "Achy Breaky Heart." That wasn't a number one Billboard Hot 100, number one a country chart, but this will be the first one for both of them. Isn't that crazy?
That's so crazy.
Play that Lil Nas X though. That's a jam.
Riding on a horse,
hey.
You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
I'm doing an interview with Rolling Stone today about that song because apparently I'm the only one on the radio that's playing it in country.
Oh.
They said we were looking at the database, and apparently, like, you know, 100 stations are playing it. And said, then we look further, and they're all your 100 stations in your syndication.
So that's when it's getting played.
I mean, isn't that funny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's good. But, I mean, a couple times a day, out of nowhere in my head, I'm just like, I got the horses in the back.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
It's super catchy. And I love that the debate is going on now if it's a country song or not. That debate should always be happening. Because it will always, country music will always be moving forward. And the instruments will always be new. And it's always been happening. And I've made the analogy before. When they started using electric guitar in country songs, they were like, this is not country. And so that should happen. Mm-hmm. I'm firmly on the side of, if you say your country and your message is country, I'm not going to judge you so much by your instruments because we've seen all the instruments change over the past 10 years. And what's Cole Ford not country? I think Cole Ford's country.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, good for that. Number one, Billboard Hot 100. Saw that. Here's a story for you. A woman discovers trash blowing across the road in Auburn. And she's like, oh, I should probably pick it up. But then she found out it was $14,000 in cash.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Jill James, who found the money as she was driving on Old Airport Road. I got the horses in the back. Different
road.
That's Old Town Road. Yeah. When she thought it was just waste paper, she said. And she got out, and then she was like, am I being punked? There were hundreds, 20s, and 10s all on the ground. And there was a little bit of wind, so she was like, I was grabbing them, and I couldn't fit them all in my hands. And she was like, well, I was going to take this to the Auburn Police Department. And it turns out the money belonged to a businessman who had reportedly placed the cash in the tire of his vehicle and then drove away.
Ooh, bad move.
Yeah, so took it to the police department. Would you have done that, Amy?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Huh. No, I'd have taken it to my bank account. There's no way. So anybody can say, oh yeah, I lost $14,000 in cash. How can you prove it's not theirs?
Well, because they said $14,000. That's a pretty odd number to say. The county sheriff's office had received a report of missing currency, and they put two and two together. He was able to describe it, how he had it, what his path was, where he likely lost it, and that's exactly where it was.
Yeah. I mean, because you just have to think, like, if you were to lose that, wouldn't you want somebody to return it, lunchbox?
Yeah, but I would never stick $14,000 in my tire wheel.
Says the guy who cramps cash into his...
mattress.
Okay,
And his silverware drawer.
Yep.
And, like, hides it around his house and sometimes can't remember where he puts his cash.
I do put it in the oven mitts, too.
See? Hey, can nobody tell him nothing?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my. I mean, she could have at least just kept 3,000 and been like, this is all I found.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
You know, one of the big news stories last week on our show was that our video producer Eddie's fostered two kids. He has two kids, he's fostered two more kids. Grand total of four children now in the house.
Yes.
And I've been over to your house, and it's like a big house.
No, it's not big.
Are people sharing bedrooms?
My office has turned into my second kid's bedroom, and then the baby's in our room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in a little pack and play next to the bed, for now.
Does the baby make noise?
No, just wakes up. they both like to stay up real late.
Both kids do?
Yes.
Is it because that's what they were used to?
I think that's just the way their life was before. And so,
what do they call you? What's that for?
Eddie calls me Eddie.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like dad or anything.
No, was that in training?
I didn't know if it was like Mr. Eddie.
Yeah. What do they tell you in training?
At first, it was hey. Now it's become Eddie. And so, yeah, it's just Eddie.
So
and
cute.
I mean, I've been asked too, like, because I guess sometimes if they're young enough, they'll call daddy or mommy or whatever if they just kind of feel comfortable. But no, we're not there yet.
And the oldest one's four.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets along with your. Youngest?
Oh, they're like besties. And so for my youngest kid, it's like having a buddy there every single day.
How old is he, your four-year-old?
My youngest is five. Okay. And so they're pretty close in age and close enough for them to just share all their toys and just have fun together.
They do.
Yep. As soon as my son gets home from school, it's like, all right, hang out till we go to bed.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, I mean, you don't think about that stuff. I didn't have anyone like that growing up. My brother was 7 years apart.
Well, at the beginning of the year, you said that you were going to wipe away your debt.
Yeah.
That was the goal. So are these two kids affecting your ability to wipe away your debt?
A little bit. We get aid from the state. You know, the state pays, you know, for things that we need. But, you know, they don't pay for everything. So we do spend a little extra on them. But, I mean, I think we can still stay on track. I mean, I may have to give up.
Gambling?
Well, Bones, you always bring up the gambling.
Oh.
We're not there yet.
Oh.
Maybe pizza on Fridays.
Eddie's like, we have to give up. No, not gambling. Vegetables. Oh.
Yeah, what, carrots is it, are expensive.
Like, y'all doing like diapers and formula and all that?
Yeah, the baby's on formula, which is like $20 a can.
Yeah.
Which lasts a little less than a week. So, I mean, stuff like that adds up. Diapers, wipes. Man, forgot about all that stuff. It all adds up.
What's the hardest thing about having two new kids in your house and fostering these two children?
Time. I think before we had two kids, we had our time figured out. What time we were going to spend with our kids, time my wife and I were going to have together to watch Netflix. All those kind of like things that we had scheduled out are different. Like, it's just kind of like, can you do this today? I know you don't normally do that. Yes. Pick up the slack here. Help out here.
Do you try to spend alone time with the 4-year-old? Like, try to have bonding time?
Yeah, because my 5-year-old goes to school 3 days a week. So those 3 days is just me and the other kid. And so we'll do, I mean, he likes sports. So we get to do sports outside. And
you come to gamble yet?
No, we do watch a lot of sports, and I think he's just like, man, Eddie just watches a lot of sports, all of them.
And but then what's the most difficult thing?
I think the hardest thing is just kind of, we don't know these kids and their habits, really, and what how they lived their life before, so it's just adjusting, understanding what things mean, you know? If he's whiny over something, then it's just like, it's not just being a whiny kid, there's a reason why he's whining, and there's a reason why he wants a certain kind of food. That's versus true. What we normally eat.
It's funny you say it like that because I think about us. We're together all the time. We know why. Like if I come in whiny, Amy, why am I whiny?
Oh, you're tired most of the time. Or somebody's
you stayed up
done
late.
Something.
Or,
like, I don't know.
Mostly it's if I'm really tired.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
If you're whiny, it's mostly your time
hormones,
of the month.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I know. And you just have to handle each other. I don't know about how you do me sometimes without even saying it out loud, but I know if, like, you're, like, you're just It's like a hair trigger. And if I touch that hair trigger once in the room, I'm like, I gotta be careful around the hair trigger today.
And she has it. And sometimes you're really good at it, and then sometimes I get it. It's work. And sometimes it's work on the other person's end. And sometimes you just can't put in the work. And then I have to go cry. And it's fine. But it's not your fault. Like, if it was any other day and I wasn't hormonal, whatever would be happening would not make me cry. And I know that, and I have to remind myself of that.
Well, when I'm super tired, and I try to not let it be known, but sometimes I'll just come in, I'm just wiped. And Amy does. Sometimes I'll try to fake it where she doesn't know. And we were doing some of the countdown the other day, and we were doing something, and I was like, hey, would you read that over? She's like, I know. I was just cranky, but she was really letting me have it because I was tired. She's like, I know, I gotta do it again.
Well, just know that if you guys think that we may not catch on, we know you're...
Oh, you see Mommy and Daddy
fighting? Oh, yeah, we know you guys are fighting.
We're not fighting. It's,
we're normal.
We're no, yeah.
That's right.
People think that, you know... We live our life on this show, and sometimes I come in and I'm just cranky, and I'm just, and you may hear it on the air and be like, oh, my Bobby's kind of cranky today. Just, that's just how, I'm just being normal.
It's life.
I'm really just trying to be as normal as possible. Sometimes Amy comes in. I can always tell when Amy's like really, because she has a fake laugh she does sometimes. I'm just trying to fake like she's normal.
How does it sound?
And I'm like, that is not her normal laugh. Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do. Okay. That's usually how I know when you have this big fake laugh. Anyway, Eddie, that's really cool, man.
Thank you, man.
It really
yeah,
is.
Like all that, like, you know, I know you've been going through it for a while and you've just not been able to share, but it's really cool.
Thank you. We're really excited. And I think we've moved on from the part where we're like, oh, we're scrambling to, I think we're starting to figure it out. So I think we're on the right path.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Oh, yes. Our producer, Raymundo, always sitting in the glass room. He's been gathering the news. Raymundo, what you got?
Congrats to Virginia on winning the national championship in college basketball. In other news, Felicity Huffman agreed to plead guilty to cheating on her daughter's SAT score in that college bribery scandal. And finally, the measles cases in the U.S. are almost at a record high. CDC says over 465 cases of measles have been confirmed in 19 states. Bobby Bone,
come on. Got a call last week. I didn't want to air it because it would have spoiled the proposal. But this guy called us at the end of last week's shows and asked about, hey, I'm going to propose to my girl in public. This is that call. I'm going to play it for you now because, listen, I don't know if she said yes or no, but I know it did happen, and had we put it on the air live, she would have heard it. Cool?
Yeah, cool.
All right, here's the call from last week. Let's go over to Adam, who lives in Nashville. Hey, Adam, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on? I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Thanks.
Been listening to y'all for years, but I am going... So, my girl and I are a huge Preds fan, but she's also a huge Blackhawks fan.
Which is hockey, by the way. For a lot of our non-hockey listeners, the Predators are the Nashville hockey team. The Blackhawks, you say Blackhawks are the Chicago hockey team.
Yep, and that's where she's from. So I have scored some really good seats, and... Oh, man, I'm getting nervous from talking about it.
Is she going to hear this, by the way, Adam?
No, she's in class, so okay. That's why I knew I can get away with it.
All right, go ahead.
But I'm going to pop the question at the game. It's actually game Saturday,
okay. And
I just kind of wanted to. I'm trying to get a hold of the Jumbotron guy. I've never done anything like this. It's crazy. So, any help, pointers, tips, whatever. Yeah.
So, do you think this location that you're proposing, that you're proposing at, is important to both of you and not just to you?
Yeah, it's important because it's a Blackhawks. I mean, this is her first Blackhawks game she's ever been to.
I always believe that the location, if cool for both, it doesn't matter how, because listeners are going to call in and go, we're proposing to a hockey game. That's not romantic. It is if it's important to both of them. So that's my first question. Like, is it important to her?
Yeah.
And not just a dude who wants to propose at a hockey game or a baseball mm-hmm. game, you know? So how long have you been together?
Almost 2 years.
It's a very easy process. Like, I think you can just go to, like, the website of any organization and go, hey, I want to propose on camera. And they'll get back to you because they always have promotion teams. That's for anywhere. Like, they're always looking for things to put on the Jumbotron during the game. But do you want to do it on the Jumbotron? I guess that's my question. Do you want it to be super public, Adam?
Yeah, I do.
For you or for her? Again, I keep going back to this.
For both of us, because she's as wild and as crazy and out there as I am, and yeah.
You think she wants a public proposal?
I think she does, yeah.
And will she say yes for sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what is your question? What can I help you with? I think I've talked through all my things. One, does she want it to be at a hockey game? is she cool with the public proposal? It sounds a very Adam-y proposal, but I'm going to go ahead and believe you, but go ahead.
No, I guess my question is just kind of pointers on, like, I mean, is this crazy? Am I nuts for doing this? But, you know, I figured, what the heck, why not?
You know, I don't think you're crazy. If it's important to both of you and you're ready to get married, awesome. Are you nuts for doing it? Yeah, of course you're nuts for doing a public proposal because that's a nutty thing, but mm-hmm. that's awesome. You should be nuts to do it. Like, if she wants it, go nuts.
Yeah, crazy in love.
Sure, what Amy said. So I'm totally down with being nuts. And my advice to you too, just anyone, reach out to through the website and be like, hey, I'd like to propose to my girl. We want to do it Saturday. There's a link. This one, I'm sure you can go to the Predators website and find it. But let us know how it goes. Are you going to take the ring with you, put it in your pocket? How are you going to hide that?
Well, I know. Hopefully it'll make the news, too. So, you know, I'm trying to blow this out the water. This is...
Adam. I just feel like this is very much for you.
No, it's really not, because she's always talked about, like when we've talked about, she wants it to be a very public, out there, wild and crazy, never happened to her or anything like that before. Like, you know, those carriage rides downtown that they did, she loves the Cinderella thing. So I surprised her on our anniversary last year. I took her out there and took her on the whole carriage ride downtown, and it was just, you know, romantic and perfect. So I'm just trying to one up it, and I want to give her everything she wants, man. That's all. As long as she's happy, and that's all that matters to me.
I can respect that, but the news is not going to cover a proposal at a sporting event.
Like, I know, man. It's just silly thought, but
unless you're doing, you know, you're in a costume. I don't know. Hmm. It's tough to.
Costumes, no.
Oh, that's Chris. He's like, no, that's stupid. No,
it's over the top.
Yes. Hey, good luck. Let us know how it goes. You gonna take the ring, put it in your front pocket? Does she expect it? What's happening there?
No, she knows that it's. I think she knows that it's coming. I just don't think she knows that it's going to be Saturday. So,
all right.
Well, that was a good point on the ring, metal detector.
Yep. But no, not really, because you can wear jewelry through.
Okay, yeah. True. So it's not gonna detect the ring.
You, Amy?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't get pulled over when I go through. I'm wearing a ring.
I think what I would do to be safe because of that, like a pocket, I would wear it around a necklace.
Oh, yeah.
And wear under a shirt.
But if...
Do you wear chains or anything, Adam?
Yeah, I can. I got a cross necklace. I could probably get away with doing that.
You can tuck it in the shirt and put it on right
Smart.
Next to the cross.
Smart. That way you don't have to take it out of your pocket.
If you're worried about that, listen, I never get called when I wear all my jewelry.
Yeah.
All your chains.
I'd put it on my toe.
But
my husband safety pinned the ring to his sock. Or, well, his mom did it. Safety pinned the ring, under his pants.
I would
sock.
Just be afraid they would go, there's something like on your foot or on your period. Where right. If it were on your chain, you could even be like, oh, I got you. And you could show it to them.
Yep.
And she wouldn't even notice because it was a cross. Yeah. You just think you were showing the cross. Like, you turn your back and hide it. So anyway, listen, we're going through all this with you. Good luck. Cool. Let us know how it goes. All right, there he is. There's Adam. It seems like a very Adam-esque proposal. Like, it sounds like, but you know what? You go get it, dude. Thanks for the call. Bobby Bone, come on. Someone brought their sick kid to work. Lunchbox?
Yes. There was a lady walking around, and she has her little 4-year-old daughter, and the daughter is coughing and sneezing. And I'm like, oh, you know, is it, you taking this? No, she was sick. She got sent home from daycare. Okay, so if it's the kid is too sick to go to daycare... Uh-huh. There's no need for you to bring your daughter to this office and infect everybody in the office. I understand you have a job, but when they are too sick for daycare, you don't bring them up here and sit them next to you at your desk. It's not acceptable.
So what would you propose for her to do?
Stay home. Like, if she got called and said, hey, your daughter has a fever, and at daycare you're not allowed to have a fever, so she needs to be picked up. Then you pick her up and you take her home and you sit in your house. And if you can work from your house, okay. If not, then you have to take a sick day yourself. But you do not bring your sick kid to work because you're getting us all sick.
Amy, what do you think about that?
I mean, I sort of agree.
I think in principle it's right. But if you can't miss work because you can't pay your bills, you have no other option.
Oh, well, yeah, now that you put it that way.
Well, that's
way,
what I'm saying. In principle, it sounds great. Like, you can't. But if you have to go to work,
okay,
you have no option. Like, if you have to pay for daycare for the rest of the month and you have to go on work. I mean, yes, it's not a good situation to be in.
I know. I can't imagine being in that situation. But, like, if let's say my son Stevenson's
sick. But you have a job where we're okay without you.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a bummer.
So I don't know her situation. And I do get where you're like, because I'm the germaphobe number one.
I mean, because this is the daughter's desk.
Yeah. Ooh, did you catch it? Did you catch
That's
it?
That's what I'm saying. Cough in there. Like, can't have that.
In that perfect world, you just go sit home with the kid. And I bet the mom didn't want to bring her kid up here either. I bet she's like, well, she's sick. I'll go have her sit in a generic room with a bunch of cubicles.
Or stick her in a bathroom stall.
What?
Wait, what?
The whole day?
You have a kid now and you still think this is?
That keeps the germs in there at least.
Well, but then the next time someone goes to the bathroom, that's still, it's not the place to quarantine lunchbox.
My only point is, I understand what he's saying. I agree in principle. If your kid is sick and they can't be in their school, you should take them home and be with them. But what if you have to do your work or you don't make your money to pay your bills?
No, I get it. That's hard.
She was just walking around the hallway with her, though?
Just walking loosely. Around the hallway. Just, here's my daughter. Sick daughter. Here,
she was
this
doing, here's my sick.
Oh, it's a beautiful day at work. It's beautiful. Kid touching door handles, touching the vending machine. I'm like, come on.
I do think that that's a thing. Maybe you put one of those masks on them, that little white mask to cover their mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe you get like an air mattress. I don't know. It's just, it's an uncomfortable situation all the way around, but I can't hate on somebody who has to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
So just a bit, did my perspective change your mind at all?
No.
Okay, well, there we have it,
It doesn't
folks.
Help you, like, like, what if that were to be you? Like, sympathize a little bit?
I sympathize, but I would rather you stay home and than get everybody else sick. I'm thinking about the coworkers. I'm thinking about the greater good.
Mm, which you normally do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm a man of the people.
Go to our Facebook page. You can add your opinion there, BobbyBones.com.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban performed his version of the song Burden at the ACM Awards, and now he dropped it as a song people can stream or download. Here's a clip.
No matter how much you're hurting right now, you know that everything will change in time. So let me carry your burden.
I thought it was really good at the ACMs. What do you mean his version?
So it was originally a song by Irish singer-songwriter Foy Vance.
I'm a huge fan. I can't believe Foy Vance did that. I've never heard of Foy Vance, but what else you got over there?
Kelly Clarkson tweeted that she got mistaken as a seat filler at the ACM Awards.
Oh, that's funny.
A guy asked her to move from her seat for an artist to sit there, and she says it made her night because he was so serious, but she just politely said no.
Yeah. That's funny. Once I was at the Ryman for some, I think it was like the ACM Honors. I was presenting Sam Hunt with an honor, and I walked back to my seat. And so when it's a television, they don't want empty seats to be shown. As soon as someone, a presenter or a celebrity or somebody gets up, they put somebody in the seat. And I walked back to my seat, and there was a seat filler on my seat, and he was sitting next to Cassie Ashton, who's one of my favorite new artists. And he was sitting in between us, and I was like, hey, man, would you mind moving? I know her, except it was Cassie's boyfriend. I also confused. I thought he was a seat filler.
He's
I was such an idiot. Yeah. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Our iHeart Country Festival Daytime Village lineup was announced. Russell Dickerson, Michael Ray, Lauren Elena, Low Cash, and Morgan Wallen will all be performing. It's a free show, and all the details are up at BobbyBones.com.
You know, Eddie and I are playing the main festival, the iHeartRadio Country Festival. And the Raging Idiots are playing, and we're going to bring Low Cash out to play with us at the very end of it, too. So they're going to play both. They're going to play the daytime stage, and they're going to come out with the Raging Idiots and do I Love This Life at the very end of our set.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that'll be fun. All right, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
6-year-old girl named Peyton, and her parents said, oh, she has a sinus infection. Let's take her to urgent care. So they go to urgent care, and they're like, I think she's all right. It's not a sinus infection, because that's what they looked at. Afterwards, they went to Walmart to get medicine, and she collapsed. Now, her dad had never been trained in CPR, but he had seen it on TV.
Oh, wow.
So he gave her chest compressions. He resuscitated her. First responders got her, took her to the doctor, and they realized that she had an irregular heartbeat. And they gave her a child-sized pacemaker, but her dad and her mom are now both getting trained in CPR, but he wasn't trained and he saved her because he had just seen it on TV. But again, you have to wonder, a 6-year-old, like, that's less of a compression.
Yeah.
And if it's your own kid, I bet you want to press hard.
I know. You're like desperate to do whatever.
Yeah. So shout out to these parents, and good for them too for getting trained in CPR. Anyway, that's what it's all about right there. That's a good news story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. Two men are facing second-degree aggravated assault charges after a prank gone wrong. their buddy had fallen asleep, and they're like, ooh, we should scare him by lighting the bed on fire.
Oh, okay. And that's kind of funny. You shouldn't do that.
No, it's not funny.
No. You shouldn't do it. Like, the side of me that goes, ooh, that's not good, is far outweighs the funny side. But that's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Only problem is he didn't wake up before he caught on fire.
Oh. Well, no. You have to wake him up.
Yeah.
You have to light it on fire and then yell from the corner. You can't let it go.
No, you can't light him on fire.
I know you can't.
No, they didn't mean to light him on fire. They lit the bed.
Yes.
Thinking it would scare him.
Gotcha.
Only he suffered severe burns.
Oh.
And so they're facing charges.
That stinks.
Terrible. That's just so... They feel so bad.
Like,
right
most
now.
Of me knows you shouldn't do that.
Right.
But when he said it, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, thank
they
you.
They do believe alcohol was involved.
Yeah, of course
oh,
they
always.
Do.
Always. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Big night for me last night as I hosted American Idol. It was so cool. And... Ryan Seacrest has never missed a day of American Idol, I believe, in 17 seasons.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I was there, and they come to me minutes before the show starts because it was in a theater in Union, and there were celebrities there, and they were like, we need you to go on in the next few minutes. Ryan's not coming in. He's not going to be able to make it. And I said, okay. And then I did it. And last night on the show, this was Ryan Seacrest at the beginning of the show.
Welcome to American Idol. Tonight is a unique show for me because it's the first time in 17 seasons that I have missed a show. Fact is, I woke up and was having a terrible hair day and just couldn't go out in public. Now, I really had to cash in on my very first sick day, but our friend and mentor, Bobby Bones, was kind enough to fill in. So, enjoy the show.
And then away it went. I was like, oh! So, this is the beginning of the show last night on American Idol. Me hosting. Go ahead.
Welcome to American Idol. Now, I am not Ryan Seacrest. I am Bobby Bones. Sadly, Ryan is sick, and I look most like him, so they asked me to fill his shoes tonight. Ryan, love you, buddy. Hope you get better.
So, and then away it went. It's crazy.
Little joke?
Yeah, a little joke that I just came up with on the spot, too. It was not in the prompter. And I was glad somebody laughed, and they pumped that Luke laugh up good.
Oh, yeah.
So, yesterday before the show, there was a story on CNN. A lot of the place had a story about this because Ryan's never missed. It was more about him than it was me. But I'd like to read you a story from CNN in particular.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest is passing off his American Idol mic to gospel singer and television host Bobby Bones. Hey, did you see it on my Instagram?
Yeah. I laughed so hard.
Why? Is it because there's that Bobby Jones that's like a televangelist?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
The longtime host of the hit singing competition is out sick on Monday's episode, and Bones is scheduled to fill in. It was unclear what Seacrest was sick with at the time, but the episode was taped a few weeks ago, and then it talked about Ryan sending me shoes, saying thanks for sending shoes.
Yeah.
A lot of listeners chimed in, though, and said maybe they thought I was a gospel singer because of the Raging Idiots' new song, Jesus Knows, that comes out on our new record.
Good point.
How you feel about that?
That makes you a gospel singer? That'd be awesome. Like, well, if that song made you a gospel singer.
I can play it and let the listeners decide for themselves.
Yes.
This is a gospel song. But yeah, everybody called me a gospel singer. They can never get my name right.
Right. I know.
That's all right.
They
keeps
either call you Bobby Jones or they think you're somebody else or... Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
One of the favorite games of our listeners... It's time for easy trivia. These are the easiest of trivia questions that every child should know. But sometimes, you know what?
Yeah.
The show doesn't.
They're hard.
And I mean, you're in your car right now and you're probably yelling at the answer like, oh, it's so easy. Why are y'all so dumb? But I mean, when you're on the spot, it's hard. It's
okay,
hard.
Amy, you're up first. Are you ready in easy trivia?
Yes.
If you miss it, you're eliminated. That's right. We got a lot of players today. Amy.
Yeah.
What president? Oh, this is so easy. What president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Abraham Lincoln.
There she is.
Wow.
There she is. Good one. She's starting
again. Strong.
Still again. Hey, Morgan number two. Welcome back to Easy Trivia.
Oh, boy.
By the way, Morgan number two got in last week because she said her the capital of Japan was China.
Correct.
And I love that, and I wanted to bring her back this week.
Morgan was wrong, by the way.
A group of lions is known as what? A group of lions is known... Easy trivia. A group of lions is known as what?
Lioness. Lioness.
Oh. Okay. Where'd you go to college?
Kansas State represent.
Wildcats.
Is it a pack?
It's a pride.
It's a what?
It's a pride.
Oh, okay.
That is, that's a hard
Isn't
question.
Isn't the female lion a lioness, though?
Hey, there's, oh. You're out. I'm sorry, Morgan.
You know what?
You've been eliminated.
I guess wolf pack.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Easy trivia. Who invented the telephone?
Oh, that's my boy, Alexander Graham Bell.
Still in the game. Eddie.
Come on.
Now, I know for a fact that you and I together have seen this. Okay?
Okay.
This is easy for you. In what state is the Grand Canyon located?
This is tricky.
You know how many times we've flown over the Grand Canyon?
Yes, like down many of times. Yeah. This is tricky, though, but I'm going to go with... Oh, come on. Tell me it's Nevada. Is it not?
Arizona.
Arizona. So dumb.
All right, two players still in the game. Amy.
Yep.
Easy trivia.
Okay.
Who wrote Hamlet? Who wrote... What do you mean?
How do you not know
how
that,
How do you not
Amy?
Know that? It's easy. Who wrote... Hamlet.
Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Lunchbox. You just doubt yourself.
Easy yeah. one, easy one. Oh, this is like, here's softball. Woof.
Thank you.
How many rings
oh, great.
Does the Olympic logo have? Now talk that one out. How many rings does the Olympic logo have?
It has more than one. It has a black one, a yellow one.
Oh, you're chasing colors.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... That's too many. 1, 2, 3.
It's like in the 20s.
He's counting, yeah.
I'll just go with 5.
He says 5.
It.
Show me 5.
Whoa!
There he is.
Nice.
Okay.
Did I get the colors right?
I don't know.
You didn't say 5. You didn't say 5 colors.
Amy.
It's black, yellow.
How many sides?
Nine.
Amy, you don't even know the
question. Yeah, I know, but I'm not good at sides.
How many sides does a pentagon have? Just think about it. Before you yell at me and give me that look, before you give me that come back here look, what's Luke Bowen saying?
Yeah, come get me.
Before you give me that come get me look.
In my eye, a pentagon. Hexagon. Pentagon. Pentagon.
How many sides?
Seven.
Think about the Pentagon.
I know, Pentagon. I don't know the shape of the Pentagon.
The building.
The building.
I know the building,
you can't
but
see
I don't
it
know
in
the,
your head?
I mean, I can see it, but
how many
I don't
sides
know
how many
sides it has.
How many sides in your head when you look at it?
Don't know. Five?
Seven. Five.
Is it five?
It's five.
I guess I should have really thought about
yeah,
it more.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
Lunchbox,
then
you
I
can win
five.
With this one.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Five. What if they add on? What are they going to do?
The building, they would change its name.
They added a deck, and Amy's added two other sides. Lunchbox, very easy, because you know what you love? Money.
Oh, I do love
this
money.
This guy loves money.
Love it.
For the win, who's on the $20 bill? For the win. There's one thing he loves is money.
Okay. I think I know this.
Okay, go ahead.
My niece got a little checkout stand for Christmas, and she does groceries on it. And you have to pay her when you get the groceries. And she reminds me every time I talk to her that Andrew Jackson is on the $20 bill. And I don't know how she remembers that. She's only 2.5. But if she's lying to me, then I'm getting this wrong. But she tells me Andrew Jackson's on a 20, and I'm going to believe her.
An easy trivia survivor, which is what this has become. To win, Lunchbox says Andrew Jackson. Show me Andrew Jackson.
Yeah! Yeah!
Win,
yeah!
Win, win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. Yeah! And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there.
And they stay there.
To your niece.
Kennedy, thank you so much for playing Grocery Store at Your House. And when I talk to you, I don't know why you want to tell me about Andrew Jackson, but she tells me about it.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So sleep divorces are becoming more common, like, and they're a key to a happy marriage. Like, you're staying with the person, but a sleep divorce just means you simply sleep in separate rooms.
I got no problem with that. I mean, we read all the time about how people are way less healthy because they're sleeping in the same bed with someone who snores or talks or kicks or farts or any of this stuff that keeps you awake.
Yeah, and they're calling it a sleep divorce because it's like official. It's permanent. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm going to go sleep in the guest room, you know, a couple nights a week because you make noises. It's like, this is my bedroom and this is your bedroom.
What about if you just had two beds like on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, but you're still in the same room. Like, you could hear them if they snore and stuff.
Okay. Listen, I have no problem with sleeping in different beds or rooms. Because sleeping is super important. But okay, so it's a harsh name for it, a sleep divorce.
I know, because it says here, it's for couples that are totally in love, except for when it's time to go to sleep. They're like, okay. Just not getting rest when I'm next to you.
All right, what else?
Okay, I have this thing about how often you're supposed to bathe your kids. And I'm a little perplexed because I have kids ages 6 to 11. And it says, according to the American Academy of Dermatology, kids ages 6 to 11... they really only need to bathe like once a week.
You're out of your mind.
Out of your mind, people. But it has to do with like their skin. It says definitely only wash their hair once a week. Now, my kids, they're from Haiti. Their hair is different than mine. We only wash their hair once a week. But they bathe every day.
What if they didn't?
I don't want them to not. I want them to bathe every day. If they can, I understand if you're not able to bathe every day. Okay, that's fine. We happen to be able to. But infants, like Lunchbox, your baby, it says you're only supposed to bathe them 3 times a week.
Oh, how I'm often, good.
How often do you bathe your baby?
3 times a week. Maybe 2 times a week.
Oh, no. I think Lunchbox only bathes his baby like once
a week. I don't know if Lunchbox ever bathed his baby by that tone.
Have you ever bathed your baby?
Yeah. In how the bathtub. Often? Once a week, twice a week.
Now it's once a week. Okay. He's slowly backing away from this. All right. What else you got, Amy?
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. And dictionary.com, they added 300 new terms, words, sayings, all that. Some of them include screen time, womp womp, whelp, dad joke, and then my personal favorite, JOMO, which stands for joy of missing out.
You know where I go more than I go to dictionary.com?
Where?
To find out words?
Oh,
UrbanDictionary.com.
Yeah, always. I do urban too. Because, I mean, I need to know not only what it means, but I need to know what it means.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I can't just be casually throwing things around if I don't know, like, what the people think it means.
Yeah, like, you'd be like, whelp, and you go to dictionary.com, and it's like, read me what whelp means over there.
Whelp means an informal variant of well used to indicate disappointment.
If you go to Urban Dictionary, I mean, you son of... Wait, do you have it?
No.
Oh, don't, there's not one? It'd be like, well, means son of mother. Wait. You'd be like, oh, yeah. I probably shouldn't say that then.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So, dictionary.com if you're curious about new words. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this hospital is doing the coolest thing ever to ease stress and anxiety for kids that have to go into surgery. They get to roll down the hallway in mini cars.
What do you mean?
Like, well, they were just trying to figure out a way, like, how can we make this a little bit more fun and get their mind off the surgery? So they bought these miniature cars that they get to drive to the operating room.
That's pretty fun.
So play cars, yeah. It just...
Because you don't want to go to the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to drive a car, it probably makes you go, okay, I want to go to the operating room.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and being rolled in the operating room. And they put that... It's super scary. I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. And they put the mask on you and you're looking up at the top. And I remember them going, okay, we're going to count you down from 100. I remember this vividly. They were like, count. And my side ruptured my spleen. I had some heavy internal bleeding. And I didn't know at the time how serious it was. But I remember going, 190. That was it. And then I woke up, and luckily I survived. But if there had been a car, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It even has preloaded music, an MP3 player.
Dang.
They have a black Mercedes or a pink Beetle.
I've driven the pink Beetle, though, even as a young boy. Yeah. All right, is that it?
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Cute.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy now with the joke.
The morning corny.
What do you call a dinosaur that crashes his car?
What do you call a dinosaur that crashes his car?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's good. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. Jimmy Allen. Here we go. Good. Thank you.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It was so cool seeing Dan and Shay win all the awards at the ACMs.
Yeah.
We're close to them on a personal level. Amy's great friends with Abby, Dan's wife. I'm friends with Dan and Shay separately. But they just work so hard. And I remember when Dan came over to my house, and we were talking about the real struggle of those guys. And here's Dan of Dan and Shay talking about how he would make fake pizza, like CC's coupons on Microsoft Paint.
So we had like Microsoft Paint on our computers, yeah, or like some iteration of it. And we would make, we're scammers. We made like fake coupons, or we would find a coupon that was expired and we would change the date. So what we did is we made it like buy one, get one free CC's. Because when you're in like the 250 range, it's like, it's okay.
He had no money. And he was like, we did everything we could do. And so he also said they would go to CC's right before it closed so they could get all the leftover pizza. Here's that one.
And then we'd be sitting in there, and then they'd be like, gentlemen, we're about to close the store. And we'd be like, what are all those pizzas up on the thing? Are you guys throwing those away? And they'd be like, yeah, we have to take them to the dumpster. And we're like, if we meet you out back, could we take the leftover pizzas? And we would literally eat off this pizza for like 6 weeks at a time. And as it became not really edible anymore, we would put it on the grill out back.
That's how they ate.
Wow.
They had no money. Dan had no money. They were living in this house with no heater.
Yeah.
And they would go to CC's and stock up enough pizza for weeks at a time. And here they are winning three ACMs. It's so great to see them win. I was so proud of them. By the way, that's a whole BobbyCast if you want to listen to it. I believe it's episode 98 of the BobbyCast. It's Dan from Dan and Shay. I just wanted to play that because that's really inspiring. Like they've been grinding it out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just killing it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Listen to this story, Amy. This guy, Ricky Lee Hewitt, he's 67 years old, lives in Iowa. They just gave him $12 million. A pathologist mixed up his sample of his prostate with another patient. So they said, hey, man, you got prostate cancer.
Oh.
And had his prostate removed. Then a different one went and examined the prostate and found no cancer in it. So they go, huh, what happened here? Turns out a scanner glitch led to Hewitt's biopsy results being mixed up with those of another patient. He suffered nerve damage from the surgery, said he was left with urinary incontinence and erectile dysfunction that strained his relationship with his wife. All of this because they mixed up the samples and they gave him $12 million. Lunchbox, would you take $12 million for all this? For urinary incontinence, erectile dysfunction, and then strained relationship with your wife for $12.25 million.
Don't know what urinary incontinence means?
You mean just like you can't control your pee?
Yeah, it just sometimes it comes that you don't
know. Oh, for $12 million, yes, absolutely. A little.
So, I mean, you'd wear
a diaper. I mean, yeah, it soaks it right up.
You
take
wouldn't
it right
be
off.
Able to always be with your wife.
Hey, I can't always now, so what's the difference?
Interesting.
Wait, what do you mean?
Uh-oh.
Because of you?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, there's not, sometimes it just doesn't work.
What?
Wait, yours?
Right now?
Really?
At 37?
I mean, guys, come on now. Don't act like you're on command, like, and it happens. No.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
wait,
shocked.
Wait. I am.
Wait, your age. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that we should handle this sensitively, though, because I'm sure others
guys,
listening
it's okay.
might
you're
be
fine.
In the
definitely,
same.
Definitely.
Say, yes. This could be a thing that we don't know about. We need to be sensitive to it.
So there's no thing, guys. I mean, just sometimes you just...
You just open yourself up for a whole new endorsement
Safe space.
Line.
Here's the thing. Hello. Hey, everybody. It's Lunchbox. Sometimes the patty won't fry, right?
Listen, sometimes you're not in the mood, and so you just like...
Oh, it's because you're not in the mood?
Yeah, come on now. Like, she's trying to... Come on, no. And,
she's trying to...
And there's no reaction,
Yeah, that
So
happens.
Sometimes it doesn't work, huh?
Yeah.
Eventually, that's going to be all of us, Eddie.
No, I know, but he's a youngin'.
Yeah, it just hit him earlier.
Young, listen, Eddie's 40. He just doesn't want to admit.
No,
I'm perfect.
Hey,
my patties
are good, Bones.
No, they're all good, actually. Everyone's is good, and we all suffered from different things.
Yeah, everyone's good. Doesn't mean Lunchbox is not good, Eddie.
He threw it at me.
He did come out, though. Look at Lunchbox. This is safe space.
Well, because he just
Good for
assumed.
You, Lunchbox.
Man, look, guys, just pay me the $12.5 million and we'll figure it out. I mean,
he's like, just pay me. Mine don't work anyway.
I mean, there are pills for that, right? For $12.5 million, I can buy a lot of those pills.
Are you doing the pills now?
No, why would I don't
Seems
need those
like
pills?
You might need to.
Well, I
I mean, if for one, it's awesome if your wife is trying to initiate.
Oh
don't
yeah.
You?
Oh wait, you don't think? Wait, you don't ever try to initiate with your husband? Come
no,
on
I'm
now,
saying,
I feel bad for your husband.
I'm saying for you. Never mind. I just don't look at you that way. I'm saying.
Oh, you look at me that way? No. Okay. Oh, all right. Now we're starting. Now you're revealing stuff. I like this segment.
No, me just, too. Me
I
too.
I don't look at. Never mind.
Now I got it all flustered.
Yeah, everyone's red. Everyone's red.
My
face
is red right now.
We had a breakthrough here.
We learned a lot.
Okay, let's go. Next. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
If you have an Apple Watch, it can save your life just like this guy. He's sitting at home watching TV and all of a sudden it starts beeping. Irregular heartbeat. You have an irregular heartbeat and then sends him, says, hey, you have high blood pressure. Call 911.
So wow, it says call 911?
Well, it basically says you're in a medical emergency, so he knows to call 911. His body goes into shock, passes out. EMS arrives and finds him, brings him back to life. All because his Apple Watch.
Yeah, that's pretty legit.
So if you can afford an Apple Watch.
Yes. But he said if he wasn't wearing it, he said he felt fine. Yeah. And the Apple Watch knew there was something wrong with him, even though he had no idea.
And so he called 911 before he passed out?
Yes. Body went into shock immediately after that.
I'm not a big watch guy, though, so I guess I'm not going to have that advantage. I don't like to wear watches.
Oh, so you're just taking a chance.
Yeah, I'm living on the wild side.
Live on the edge.
I've always been called a rebel. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a watch guy. Even when if I get dressed up fancy night, I don't like wearing watches.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I can look at my phone. Does your husband wear a watch?
Yes. Yeah, he has a Garmin that he wears on the daily, and then he has like a nice like pilot's watch that I got him for an anniversary gift one year that he wears when we dress up.
Do you wear a watch ever, Lunchbox?
Never. My grandparents bought me a nice watch when I graduated from college, and I went out to the bars one night, had a little bit to drink. Don't know where that watch is.
Oh, you lost the whole watch?
Oh, yeah. Huh.
You think you traded it in for like a Jaeger shot?
I may have got a Jaeger bomb for it. And
a Jaeger shot. Yeah. That's how much I drink. Yeah. All right.
Notice that.
That's a good story, Lunchbox. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
There was a group of one-year-olds found wandering near a highway after they escaped from their daycare.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
A Louisiana daycare center has had its license revoked after four toddlers somehow got loose and a driver spotted them near a local highway. The Louisiana Department of Education revoked the license of Color Wheel Learning Department after receiving a report about the toddler escape. This is from WAFB News. According to the station, daycare staff had no explanation for how the one-year-olds got out of the play yard and ended up by the highway. A passerby stopped, gathered the children, and returned them to the daycare. By the way, the same center had a similar incident last October that we talked about on our show when a one-year-old opened a gate and wound up in the parking lot. That event led to a citation from the state for lack of supervision, but now it's, quote, effectively closed.
Wow.
You wonder, even after the first time it happens, that they're not watching these kids super close.
Yeah.
They should
be
anyway.
All over that.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, your baby's in daycare, right?
Yeah. He goes every day, 5 days a week.
Do you expect them to be watching him all the time?
Yeah. I don't pay all that money for them to not be watching him. If he got out in the highway, I would own that daycare.
Well, this one you wouldn't, because it would just go bankrupt.
Well, that's...
You don't get anything.
But could you sue them for, like, okay, you weren't paying attention to my kid. Give me my money back?
No. If they go bankrupt, there's nothing to sue. You get nothing.
Well.
They just disappear. It's like you're suing air.
Whoo! I don't know how that happens. That's crazy.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Because your baby's getting that age.
That would be, oh, man. I can't even picture a one-year-old just walking down the road, like a busy road. Oh, that's just, I don't like that.
And there were four of them. How many people are in that daycare while all the kids are there, Lunchbox?
Oh,
like adults.
50, I feel like. I mean, there's two to every classroom, and there's only 8 kids in each classroom, and there's like 10 to 15 classrooms. So, I mean, add it up. I don't know. That's a lot of math for me. It's over my head.
How big is this daycare?
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
What is it? It's like a university? It's like a campus.
Baby you. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people walking around there, and they all got their shirts, and they're all in the classroom, so I guess about 50. But, I mean, I don't know. I haven't met all of them. All I see is the ones that are in the little kids' rooms.
Is daycare expensive?
Oh, man, you don't even know. It's ridiculous.
I don't. That's why I'm asking. I'm literally asking because I don't know.
Like, I'm telling you guys, if we opened a daycare, we would be – multimillionaires in about 2 years because they charge you an arm and a leg because they know you had to pay it because you need someone to watch your kid.
If you open a daycare, there'd be toddlers on the highway. I can see it right now.
Yeah.
I told you guys when we were searching for a daycare, I came to you guys and said, we need to open a daycare, and you guys told me no. And
well, how are you going to set yourself apart? Like, what's so special about your daycare?
It's owned by celebrities.
Okay.
I'm not getting in the daycare business.
Just think, if Bobby's in it, you, me, Eddie, I mean, we would all be celebrities, and people would be like, oh, you know, all the celebrities, like, they would bring their kids to our daycare.
So we're not the ones babysitting, though, right?
But still, okay, Blake Shelton's not the one serving drinks at his bar, is he? Nope.
But Blake's known for partying and having a bar.
Yeah, well, we're known for having kids.
Well, it's true.
Like, in the last year.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Mm. Okay, well, you should go in and eventually chase one of your dreams, Lunchbox, because I've been, over the years, you've chased none of them.
No, I chase a lot of my dreams, but they get shut down at the door. No. Like,
What's this daycare called? Bobby Bones' daycare?
What would you call it, Lunchbox?
He always wants to put Bobby's name in everything.
I know.
Bobby Bones Babies? It rolls right off the tongue.
I'm out.
Bobby Bones' Babies.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. Actually, it's a bit difficult to say Bobby Bones' Babies.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
Would you get a tattoo for a free pizza?
No.
Mm-mm. How about pizza every week for a year?
No.
Pizza every day for a year?
No. Not going to do it for food. Sorry.
Blaze, a pizza shop in Des Moines, was offering free pizzas in exchange for people willing to get a tattoo. The flame tattoo cost $40 thanks to a local artist who set up shop outside the pizza joint. With that ink comes 24 free pizzas, or customers could go big with a logo for $65 and then get 48 pizzas.
Okay, yeah. Definitely not getting a Blaze fire tattoo.
They've had almost 70 people do this and get a tattoo for the 24 free pizzas.
Wow.
The promotion is still running. What do you think about that, Lunchbox?
No chance. I don't like pizza enough. My dad had pizza for us twice a week when we were kids. I didn't eat it for 6 years after I moved out of the house.
You still don't like pizza?
It's okay. I'm starting to like it again, but
wow.
You can get tired of a food. And it's so weird because that's the best college food, and I refuse to eat pizza in college.
Mostly I was thinking about the tattoo angle, but I didn't know you didn't like pizza.
Oh, and I just don't have a tattoo. I would never get a tattoo.
Period.
I don't like anything enough to tattoo it on my body.
What if Tina Turner said, I will meet you and we'll have dinner together.
I'll get a tattoo.
If you'll get my face tattooed on your pec.
Oh, for sure. Okay,
you
I'm
get
in.
Tina Turner's face tattooed on you?
If I get to meet and have dinner with her, yes, I'd get a tattoo of her. There you go. I'm now I switch my stance. I would get a tattoo.
Netflix is putting out a new movie. Remember when Bird Box came out?
Yep.
Netflix is putting out a new original movie called The Silence. I don't know much about this. Let's bring in our resident geek, Mike D. Mike D, how are you?
Good.
What's The Silence about?
It's basically like that movie, A Quiet Place, like these monsters that hunt by sound.
But isn't that what Bird Box was about too, kind of?
Yeah. So it's kind of a mix of those two.
So is this all they're doing, like science fiction? Like, you can't see, can't hear?
Yeah, basically. And there's like these other people they meet, and it looks pretty good.
Don't taste anything or you'll die. That's the next one. It's going to be all the senses. Okay, so it's coming out Friday.
Yeah.
It's called The Silence. I heard Lunchbox watched Free Solo, the movie I was talking about, the documentary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How was it?
Guys, wow. I am just going to say it is a stressful documentary if I've ever... I mean, I don't like to be that much stress. I've never been that much stressful in a movie, and it was just like edge of my seat just going, oh my gosh, oh my... And he was so weird, but it was so good.
So it's about this dude who's a climber,
and
he wants to climb like the biggest rock wall. It's the biggest rock mountain that's never been climbed without a rope. No safety harness. And you're watching to see if he does the whole time.
Oh.
And it's crazy.
It is so crazy.
It won the Oscar, too. It won Best Documentary. And so I just happened to come across it. I had some friends over and was flipping. And we couldn't decide on a movie. And then we watched Free Solo. And I was like, I give it 5 boulders. What do you give it?
Oh, I got to say, it's 5 climbing shoes out of 5 climbing shoes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amy, you
got
to watch this Free Solo.
Yeah, I do. You're right.
And I don't like scary movies.
It's kind of
like
scary, though.
But it's kind of scary.
Woo!
Okay. Yeah, Free Solo. Check that out. Talking with one of my friends, we were talking about Bob Barker from Price is Right.
Yeah.
And the argument was, is he still alive or not?
What would you guess?
Yes?
Yeah, he is. Bob Barker's 95 years old.
Wow.
And still alive. He was alive, too. So ended up winning like a dollar.
But, I mean, I said yes with some doubt.
So that's what we're going to play.
Okay.
We're going to play Alive or Not Alive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dead seems too.
Yeah, it's
too
better
morbid.
To say not alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to play Celebrity Alive or Not Alive. Ready, Amy?
Ready.
Little Richard. Alive or not alive? You familiar with Little Richard?
I am.
Yeah.
Little Richard is alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Richard, 86 years old, is alive.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought I saw him on TMZ or something.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Alive or not alive?
Or will I go
Tony Bennett.
From rags to riches?
Alive or not alive?
Oh, wait. I think I saw him in concert with Lady Gaga. He's definitely alive.
Tony Bennett, 92 years old, alive.
Wow. Isn't that the guy that did the concert with Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
And he can still sing, guys.
Yeah?
Oh, my. I'm so impressed. Like, he couldn't move. Like, I felt like he was leaning on the piano just so he didn't fall over. But, boy, he could still sing.
At 92.
Yeah.
Amy. Mary Tyler Moore.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
From the early days of the Dick Van Dyke Show to the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Nothing date. Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Will it you, girl?
Alive.
Man, I feel like maybe we lost her. With each glance and not alive.
She says not alive. Mary Tyler Moore passed in 2017.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not alive.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Mary Tyler Moore, I mentioned the Dick Van Dyke Show. Dick Van Dyke.
Don't know who this guy is.
You don't know who Dick Van Dyke is?
No idea.
Wow.
Couldn't even, if he walked in this room.
You probably would be like, who's that, the old guy or who's the dead guy? One of the two.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think he's moved on.
Dick Van Dyke.
He definitely moved on.
Is 93 and alive.
What?
Oh, man.
I'm going to Google this guy.
Okay, let's do one more round. Alive or not alive? Amy.
Oh.
What? You recognize him?
Yeah, he kind of looks like that guy from Naked Gun.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
He's not alive.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he's not? I would have said he's alive.
I don't know. You may Google that.
I think you're right.
You may be listening. Amy, U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Alive or not alive?
Ah, I think Jimmy Carter's alive. But maybe he was in the hospital for a while. But he's alive.
You say alive?
He's alive.
92 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I think people went to him for some advice.
Lunchbox, Michael Clark Duncan, the actor from Green Mile.
Yeah.
You know, the big dude?
Yeah, big dude.
Yeah.
Guys, it's sad to say, but he's gone.
Yeah, he's not alive.
I knew that.
2012.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, so another one. Roger Ebert from Siskel and Ebert. Amy.
Is that the
two thumbs up? Roger Ebert. The chubbier one of the two.
He's not alive.
Correct.
Oh,
she's not missing much. I can't get you back in the game. I'm trying.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying?
I was trying to get him back in the game.
No.
Muhammad Ali, Amy. You've already won. Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm Muhammad Ali. On the Muhammad Ali?
Muhammad Ali.
He's no longer with us.
Correct. She doesn't miss.
Wow, she's good.
Morbid.
She doesn't miss.
Who else you got?
Neil Armstrong.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Wow, did he consult on that movie, The Moon? That was not good.
Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Golly, Buzz is alive.
The movie was called First Man.
Okay, yeah.
Not The Moon.
Whatever. With Ryan Gosling,
it was
severely disappointing. Dead.
She doesn't miss.
Not alive.
Yeah,
sorry.
She doesn't miss. There she goes.
Wow. My specialty.
Leslie Nielsen. Is he alive?
No.
No, he died in 2010.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So Bobby was right.
He'd been gone for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Hot minute.
That's probably why we didn't.
He'd been gone for a hot minute. That's right. Congratulations, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Raymundo is our audio producer who works in the glass room, calls himself a recreational bodybuilder,
Kind of looks like Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk.
Yeah.
Will you tell that, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give our listeners an idea. Well, so he lives in a new apartment, and there's a hotel across the street, Raymundo, or next door, or what?
Yeah, it's pretty close by, Holiday Inn Express.
And so you walk over there in the morning and eat breakfast most days?
Well, it's usually on the weekends, and I've explained it to my chick before. They have the free continental breakfast.
Smart.
That's if you're staying there.
Okay, no. Here's the thing. If they were that strict about people eating their free breakfasts, there'd be a security guard. They would check hotel keys. They don't care. And I tell this to my girlfriend. You can go get free breakfast if it's a continental breakfast. They don't have anything to stop you from doing it. So I think they're totally fine with it.
So you think people could just get in their cars, drive across town and find a free continental breakfast and all hotels would be okay with it?
Yes! There has been so many times that I've gone in, gotten breakfast from college to now. I still do it to this day because of the cinnamon rolls. I can't get those at the grocery store. They only have them at Holiday Inn Express. They want people. They want community. You're in there. You're laughing.
Yeah, and it shows you how good their breakfast is. So then when you're on vacation, you'll stay there because I did this all throughout college. Free breakfast on the weekends. It's genius.
Wow, I didn't know this was a thing.
It's not a thing you're supposed to do, Amy.
Oh.
It's a thing people can do if they're, you know, dishonest. But you're not supposed to go into the Holiday Inn Express and eat breakfast at a place you're not staying.
Honestly, until somebody stops me, I'm going to keep doing it. Parking is an issue at times, and so I'll just pull up front and act like I'm getting my luggage, but then I just go get breakfast and I have no luggage. But they don't care. There's not one person that's ever even said one thing to me.
There's no signs telling you if you're not staying here, you can't eat our breakfast.
Will you ever take a doggy bag, Raymundo?
I don't
like take stuff to go.
No, I've taken a muffin before. One time, my girlfriend didn't go with me, and I was like, "Okay, whatever. I'll get you a muffin. I'll bring it back." But usually, whatever I eat, I'm there. I'm watching TV, the newspaper. Maybe I've taken a newspaper to go.
So you just go and live your best weekend life at the Holiday Inn Express.
Yes, and when I'm on the road, I'm probably more prone to stay at those type of places because I know their breakfast. I'm very familiar with them.
Yeah. I'm more prone to stay at those places.
Yes.
Do you think this is okay, Amy?
I mean, no. Probably not. I think that it is for the people that are paying customers there. So I would feel awkward. Like, what if they come down there and they ask, "Excuse me, sir, what room are you in?" And you have to be like,
Do they
get used to seeing you? Like, you stay here a lot.
Okay, that's two questions. What, Raymundo, do you see the same people working in there when you go in?
Yeah, it's the weekend shift, so it's usually that same lady up front.
Okay, and if they came to you and said, "Sir, what would you just run out of there?"
No, because it's a breakfast. I would
No. But what would you say, though, if they were like, "You're not supposed to be here"? What would you do?
If they were coming towards me in my direction, it looks like they're starting to check some room cards, I'm out. Then I'm grabbing my cinnamon roll and just walking off. They're not going to grab your arm when they're just trying to get some breakfast food from you. It's not like you're stealing money. It's a muffin.
But you kind of are stealing money.
Well, the muffin costs money.
I don't know. Amy, I would go in. If it were me, I'd be so nervous. The whole time, I would be eating and looking up. I told you, when I went to the concert, I went to watch Amos Lee. And had a couple friends that were sitting in seats that were empty next to me because they were like, "Oh, we'll just sit here." But they weren't their seats. And I couldn't even enjoy the concert because I was worried about going to concert jail.
Yeah.
Like a cop was going to get them and go, "You can't sit there. Boo! We're going to stop the concert and put them in jail." But that being said, when I went to watch Gary Clark Jr. this past weekend, I went and someone was in my seat. And the usher was like, "Sir, is this your seat?" And I saw the guy do the thing that I would do. If it were me, I'd be like, "What do you mean?" He like pulls out his ticket and he looks at it. He's like, "This is not my seat." He does the whole charade. And they're like, she's like, "No, that's not your seat." And he's like, "Oh, man, my bad." And then he gets up and walks out. He knew. Mm. He got busted, though.
So, yeah. I mean, Ray, you could do that. Be like, "Oh, I'm not staying here?"
Yeah, that's pull weird. Your Raymond, pull your ticket out and be like, "What? This is not my seat?"
This isn't, where is it? It's a Holiday Inn.
Like, does your girlfriend not think it's awkward to go with you?
Oh, she's done it before a couple times and she hates it. The whole time she's weirded out, she's looking over her shoulder and I'm like, "Just chill. Everybody here is eating a free breakfast. There's probably other people that don't even stay here they're eating right now."
How do you feel about her? Are you guys getting closer to maybe engagement?
I mean, I don't have the ring, if that answers a question. I have started thinking now towards, like, the proposal thing. Where am I going to do it? Am I just going to do it at the apartment? Do I want to go on a boat ride? Do I want to go downtown where we spend a lot of our time? So I'm starting to now think of types of venues that I kind of want to make that next step and do the proposal.
You've been together how long?
5 years.
5 great years?
Oh, very good years. And, we've stayed. There hasn't even really been a breakup. We've been 5 solid together. That's pretty awesome, honestly.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to have kids?
We do. Yeah, she really does, and I do as well. Not right now at this moment, but down the road, I could definitely see myself having a couple kids.
And you guys had the talk. You're good. Have you talked to her dad and got the blessing?
Haven't gotten the blessing yet. I have been pressured a little bit that I do need to talk to her dad from my family and my brother and sister. Like, people just keep telling me, hey, it's just a courtesy thing, so don't just get like some on a whim and ask her to marry you. You need to definitely ask her father. She's from the South. It's just a courteous thing. So I for sure have to do that first.
Amy, any questions for Raymundo?
No, I mean, I feel like you answered it. I was about to ask, like, yeah, if he had...
Did they ever find a guy who shot into your place?
No, that probably ain't going to happen. We offered up the reward, nothing.
All right. There you have it. A segment with Raymundo, just like we always like.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, when did you stop hitting snooze?
I think it was last August, maybe.
And it was an experiment from the show. I just said, hey, if you stop hitting snooze, like, temporarily for, like, 5 seconds, you're going to hate it. But it's going to make your life so much better in the long run. Because you were hitting it like 3 times in the morning, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes once, sometimes 4 or 5 times. So 3 was average.
And not since last summer have you hit the snooze button.
No.
Well, here's the story today. Hitting the snooze button is horrible for you.
Yeah.
Scientists say that when your alarm sounds, you are torn out of restful sleep. Hitting snooze is multiplying that assault on your brain and body, which is horrible for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Are you healthier mentally?
I think so. I feel like getting up, my morning, it's like starts a lot faster. Obviously, I have more time because I'm not pressing snooze, but I feel like I get it together faster. Like, I'm not as groggy.
And it does stink when you have to wake up that early. Like, you just get up. But overall, it's better. That's it. That's it for today. What are you doing today, Amy?
Let's see. Working out, doing some podcast stuff, and probably just hanging out with the fam a little bit. That's all I know of. No appointments or meetings or anything.
Your daughter's birthday's coming up.
It is.
You guys having a big party or no?
We were just talking about that, trying to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, last year, kind of went all out, had the bouncy.
Yeah, how do you beat that with bouncy houses and soccer balls and...
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. She said she really wants to celebrate it with my sister in Colorado, but we won't see them there until the summer, like July. So who knows? Maybe we'll just do a small family dinner celebrating her birthday and then like have the party when we go to Colorado.
She's not going to like that.
Well, she's the one that suggested it.
Yeah, but I mean, she wants it on her birthday.
Okay. Well, I got to figure that out. I know. Now that I'm looking at the calendar, it's like, okay, yeah, really got to figure that out.
Yeah, I was looking at my calendar and I saw her birthday was coming up. So, all right, cool. I am flying back from Los Angeles today. I've been to California and now I come back home, which is good. I come home for like 2 days. I leave again to come back out here. Because now we're into the American Idol live show, so I've got to come out every week.
Yeah.
Which, it's... they're long flights. I'm not going to lie to you. They're like 5 hours. I get off, I'm all dehydrated, but somehow I still have to pee. I don't even understand how that works. Like, my body's all dry, but I gotta pee like crazy because I've been drinking water on the plane. But I'm coming back home, pretty excited about that. Thank you all. You're a real treat. We like that you listen to us. You can listen to anybody. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. We will see you on tomorrow's show. Thanks. Goodbye, everybody. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show.